This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Ooh,
yeah.
We out here, man.
With we the all footages. The way, all the way, out
all the way with the footages this time.
Oh, we advanced.
We out. I mean, you know, we in the realm.
No doubt.
We
no
here.
Doubt.
We in the.
I'm glad to be a part of this upness.
Of course. I mean, come on. You the up ambassador.
No doubt.
There you go,
up
man.
Ambassador, I like that.
Up ambassador? You want to take that? That's
I'm
a good.
I have to switch my damn. You already named my other Instagram label.
Professional storyteller?
Yeah.
Up ambassador. That's another comma.
I'm going to have to slash that.
Yeah.
The up ambassador.
I need some new shit.
Minister of Optimism.
Ooh, is that you too? What you going with?
I mean, that's in the same vein.
Minister of Optimism. That shit is official. That's a lot of expectation, though.
That's who I am.
Motherfuckers need to smile.
I'm that up. I mean, I might not be smiling, but if you talk to me, I'm gonna give you that shit.
Get you right.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you that get right.
Well, that shit. That's what it is. We need that.
We can't get beat down, man.
No, we can't.
I mean, even though it's some down ass times,
man. Oh, shit. Speaking of down ass, rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, you know.
My goodness.
That shit fucked me up a little bit.
A lot, actually. You hit me with that.
Yeah.
I was fresh out the books, though, feeling good. Oh. I was all inspired and shit.
Yeah.
You was like, well, this Nipsey Hussle shit is sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, man. Shit.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man. I think... you know, I mean, there's no upside to this at all, but I do feel as though his impact was sizable. You could see by the you know, the people that showed love. But just beyond that, I mean, obviously it was felt, but beyond that, I feel like his legacy is definitely going to be one of empowerment.
No doubt. You know what I mean? No doubt. I mean, he did the work on the ground, and it's like one of them things what you always say, like how they going to eulogize you in the end. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And... he had marked off enough chapters in right. his whole situation
right.
to have a long ass eulogy, longer than I knew. I didn't know all that shit he was doing. Yeah. I knew the shop. I knew that he had bought the strip mall right there, but right. I didn't know the co-working space.
Right.
I didn't know all the real estate ventures they was talking. How they was talking about taking that strip mall, tearing it down, and building. Apartments.
Yeah, I didn't know about that either.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't know none of that plan. You know what I'm saying? So I really, you know what I mean? It was enlightening. So that speaks to the energy mm-hmm. that he's left, that type of thing is going to continue, because them kids who he touched that looked at him as a regular cat from their hood and had all them plans, it's somebody that's, you know what I'm saying, they're going to mm-hmm. continue that shit. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? It touched somebody. It touched me, shit. It inspired me to continue my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, it inspired me to get these footages going. I was like, shit.
You know?
You know, like, honestly, I was definitely feeling anxious about, like, yo, spending some money on some cameras. You know what I mean? Just production and shit. And then I was like, fuck it, an investment isn't a gamble.
But let them know what this is. What is this?
What is? What you mean?
What are we doing here?
We recorded what we saying. We getting in the video realm, you know? We finally here, you know what I mean? I'm going to have to dab myself because I sweat a lot. We're going to make sure we cut around all of the dabbing.
You ain't no stranger to the TV.
You know, but hey, man, you know, there was always, I always was a dab guy at the TV. It was like a fucking pro fight. Get him. He's looking. Dab the nigga out. He's looking crazy. But no, I mean, you know, All Money In, that was the name of his movement.
Right.
And I feel that. Invest in yourself, you know what I mean? Empower those around you.
Mm-hmm.
And that legacy is strong, man. I really feel like he impacted a lot of people, You know, I went out to the Marathon store one time. I wanted to see him. I thought he was going to be there, but I went out there because it became like a destination type of thing. Right. I was like, yo, I just want to go support. You know what I mean?
And it's such an iconic, like, the iconic corner that it's on.
Yeah.
Crenshaw and Slauson. Like, that, like, you know, you knew that from Corrupt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Why don't you bring your ass on over to Crenshaw and Slauson?
Is that what he said?
Through the hood. Yeah, that's a Corrupt line. Yeah. And it's like, damn. Like, he said that shit. That's on the Stranded on Death Row record.
Okay.
And that was a hard record.
Yeah.
So he said that shit like, yeah, you come on over here if you want to.
Right.
So it always made you think twice. Every time I saw Slauson, I think of that line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why don't you bring your ass on over to Crenshaw and Slauson?
You feel like you in L.A., too. It's real. It's real. I don't want to say real. It's all real L.A., but, like, it's like John Singleton L.A. You know what I mean? Like, oh, shit, nigga, this is it.
Nah, man. Mm. But it's definitely a fucked up situation.
Yeah, it's hard.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the internet, when the internet get involved, it just adds to the fucked upness.
I mean, the internet is one of the largest detective bureaus in the game with no real sanction. Yeah.
They don't need facts.
They just go with whatever they feel.
I mean, you know, it's a source of information, but it's also a source of clowns. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of internet clowns. Like, and I really never noticed how that shit worked. And until this shit happened. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, like, you know, last time something like this affected me was Trayvon. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And shit wasn't as, I don't even think Instagram was as popping back then. What's Instagram? When Instagram came out?
Don't get me to lie. Maybe 2009, it probably was out, 10,
but it wasn't how it is now.
When did Trayvon pass? What was that, 07, 09?
Nah, what was that, 12?
Was it that?
I think it was 12 or something like that.
We'll find out.
I think it was 2012.
Matt, let us know.
But
2012.
Yeah. 2012, okay.
That shit fucked me up because... You know, he from my neighborhood.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying? He was doing some shit that I would have been doing, walking to the store. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody would have been doing that shit.
That's lollygagging through somebody's neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's some shit that I've definitely done.
That's some shit you do as a kid.
Shit, I might still do it now, walking through New York, looking through somebody's window that ain't got no windows, no fucking curtains and shit. They got a nice-ass spot. You walking down the sidewalk like, damn, that's nice as fuck.
Yeah.
I still look at, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to go put my head in it.
Okay,
but
I was about to say.
No, I'm walking
from a safe
by.
Distance.
Yeah, from the sidewalk. Like, you walking by, the shit open like, damn, that's fucking nice.
Yeah.
I be getting ideas for my shit. Mm-hmm. But, so.
I definitely do that shit, especially a big-ass brownstone window.
Yeah, it's like, damn, that's okay.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I ain't never know you could do it like that. Mm. But Trayvon felt like, damn, that shit could be me. That shit could be my kids. At the time, my son was the same height as Trayvon, you know what I'm saying? They were saying because of his height, you know what I'm saying, he considered an adult.
Yeah.
Like, my son was 12 years old in that height, you know what I'm saying? So that shit fucked me up. But then in this one, you know, that shit fucked me up because, you know, all you know the shit that I did know of him. And plus, you know, he had came on my page and liked my video. And
to our Nipsey.
Yeah, Nipsey. Okay, like, right, that shit was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? He showed love to some shit that he ain't had to, you know, most everybody else liked and commented on everybody who reposted the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, everybody else wasn't coming to my page,
mm-hmm.
but he came to my page and liked
to
that
the source.
Shit. Yeah, I'm like, damn, that's crazy. But, you know, in this particular case, you got, like, you know, the motherfucker who gonna post Lauren London in the hospital and shit. You know,
yeah,
they had a video of her coming in the hospital freaking out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit was fucked up. Like, who the fuck
for
does
what?
That? Like, who does that?
But you know, that we in the content era, so now everybody feels like it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Then you had the clown who was saying he did it the first day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I shot that nigga.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, if a motherfucker took your ass to jail, you'd be crying.
Well, if a nigga took your life.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ran up on you and shot your ass, you would be crying around this bitch.
Then
it was a whole, when they said it was Shitty Cuz who was the suspect.
Which is a terrible name.
And he probably deserved it. He probably did, because he was Fly Mac at first, according to the
report. You mean the name.
Yeah, he deserved that name. Shitty Cuz.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That sounds like a low down ass nigga in the
shitty
set.
Yeah.
Shitty cut.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. So they got a fake, it was somebody created a fake shitty cuz Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And ran the whole program. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they was in the DMs with Meek Mill and, you know, talking about that I ain't do the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody made the whole shit up, and it wasn't until I read the comments that I knew it was fake. Because, you know, it only had maybe like 8 pictures in the profile. And I looked at one of the older ones just to see what the fuck this shitty cuz motherfucker's thinking about.
Right.
And then somebody in the comments referenced that, nah, this a girl page. You know what I'm saying? This a girl page, and what she gonna do is she gonna, well, after she get all the followers, she gonna delete all this shit and put her real name back.
That's great.
And then, cause he was like, what she saying, cause it was like she had posted it was like a post from maybe 3 years ago, right, of a dude rapping.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, ooh, I love his flow. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He a dope rapper, you know what I'm saying? Y'all should follow him. He was like, no dude would say nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I love, you know what I'm saying? It was like, come on. So I was like, damn.
I love the detective work.
And then when you start looking back at it, because the lawyer
right.
that he posted, you know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute. Right. It's the same motherfucker in the Instagram story. So I'm like, oh, man, these motherfuckers got the sophisticated motherfucking Ponzi scam on the Instagram.
High-level scamming.
Oh, clown-ass shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
For what? For likes?
Well, she like, for well, clout. Fuck. It's going to be over in a minute. It's going to be a new story. Then I have 123,000 followers.
Yeah, I guess.
That shit crazy.
I guess. I don't know. It's a different thing. I can't even all the way understand it. I see it. I don't respect it, but I understand that that's the new wave.
Right.
Where people are, you know, clout chasing, as they say. I mean, people always been thirsty for clout and props and all of that. But damn, it's just like, I guess now that the technology is there,
mm-hmm.
it's a whole new level of persona. You know what I mean? There's so many ways that you could, so many platforms that you could just construct a persona on, you know? Yeah,
and like my little homie from Future be saying, he's like, man, this shit is all about the dopamine, you know? He's like, them likes and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Them likes and retweets and likes and shit, it's the dope. It fires off that dopamine.
Yeah.
That's why motherfuckers addicted to this shit.
Yeah, man. It's fucked up. Validation.
You know what I'm saying?
You know.
But did you look at the video of that shit?
No, I didn't watch that shit. I don't do a lot.
I'll be honest. I watched all the videos and shit just to go through
the whole grieving process.
Not the grieving process, just to kind of like feel what happened. Like, how the fuck did this happen?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they do have one surveillance camera video from, look like across the street, almost like on the side street, that shows the whole setup, the actual shooting.
Wow.
And how the dude, he just walked in there.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't waste no time. He just like bam, 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 bam.
And they just,
it didn't have no sound. But you know what I'm saying? He hit Nip first,
mm-hmm.
and he fell, and then I guess he had shot the mother cats too, right quick. And then you know everybody else that was standing right there with him,
mm-hmm.
they all kind of ran away or fell down.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So it's crazy. That was the only thing that I was kind of like wondering, like, damn, man, what? No, they had like usually they had somebody that some got shooters. A gun. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right,
like
right.
somebody with their head on the swivel
right.
that ain't, you know what I'm saying, just comfortable. It's like, because what he did was he hit him, then he ran off, I guess, in anticipating
somebody to retaliate.
But then he saw nobody was doing shit, then he came back, hit him some more.
Oh.
Then he ran off again.
Oh.
Then he came back. That's when he hit him in the head, and then he kicked him, and he just violated him because he saw nobody wasn't going to do shit.
Oh, shit.
And then he just ran off after that.
Yeah, that's horrible.
It's like, damn, like, ain't no out of the whole fucking 60 set, nobody.
Right. Maybe they felt at home.
They were
know?
At home, but it just seemed like it's always one motherfucker that right. don't have to, that his job is not to get comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It happened, it wasn't tragic, it wasn't fatal or even tragic. Did you see, you familiar with the No Jumper podcast?
Nah.
This kid, Adam 22. He's a, I call him like, he's like the combat jack for SoundCloud rappers initially. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like all of the new cats, he would give them like a real thorough interview, mm-hmm. you know, find out their origin. You know what I mean? Like, not dismissive. Like, you know, so tell me more about yourself, right. Lil Xan. You know what I mean? Well, how'd you get into it? Blah, blah, blah. Like, for real.
Right.
And that's, like, their first typical, like, that's, like, one of the big platforms that they'll hit. So, anyway, he was doing a live a live podcast in front of cameras and shit at his store. He got a store out there. I think it's on some shit.
Where is it?
It's in LA. LA, okay. Right on Melrose, I want to say his store is.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody ran in, put a gun to him. Like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, on some, we could kill you right here type shit. But I guess he was a fan or he was bugged out and somebody, they fucked him up. You know, he almost got killed because somebody did have the gun.
Right.
But supposedly the guy that, the security guy, it kind of got caught up in a food order came through. Right. You know, like Postmates or somebody came through. So when they were doing that whole thing, homie slipped in at that point.
Right.
You know, and then that's how they kind of got lined them up.
Right.
And fortunately, he didn't get killed.
They stomped him out.
And then, you know, he got arrested.
Yeah, because it seemed like if anybody had, you know what I'm saying?
Right. It'd have been easy.
Came back, he could have probably lived because the first time he just hit him, seemed like he only hit him once, so man, you know what I'm saying, and ran off.
Right.
But when he got comfortable and was able to come back and bam, bam, bam,
wow,
and hit him up real good, then,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It just seemed like, you know what I'm saying, just you can't double second guess what happened because what's happened happened. But it seems just seemed like, you know, if just one motherfucker had his head on the swivel and had his, you know, finger on the trigger, my man would be still here.
Yeah, you know.
But I saw not right when I'm about to say it, I forget his name.
Yeah.
My man from New Orleans.
Currency.
Yeah. Was like
his father came through.
His pops came through, like, came through the office with his
with
his whole situation, like, yeah, waiting for me to get in the car and pull off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? His pops like, nigga, we on our swivel around this bitch. Yeah. Let him come on
over
here.
All these cars.
If you wanna.
Yeah.
Come on over here if you wanna.
We'll put a hot one in you.
You know? But you know, when you at these shows, it always seems like it's always that one.
Right.
But I guess they was home.
Man, they were home.
In the
maybe
hood,
they, in
on
love,
the set.
You know.
You know what I mean? It's been love for all these years.
Right. It's unfortunate, man. Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, though, man. It was definitely inspirational, man. You know, we were just speaking about him maybe two episodes ago, just, you know, just like bigging up all the moves that he made.
Right.
And, you know, like, you know, just in general, just that's his legacy, but then it's so much it's spread, just the empowerment, you know, and the entrepreneurial spirit in hip hop, you know,
right.
Like that had been kind of going off. You see Dom Kennedy over there doing his thing. He had, you know, with his shop at one point, Tyler the Creator, Tiger, you know what I mean? You seen like all these young cats buying property, you know, monetizing their shit, you know?
Right.
So I don't think it was in vain. I seen Issa Rae, you know, even she was like, yo, Nipsey kind of inspired me to invest in myself and shit.
And invest in the hood,
you know?
She's heavy, you know what I'm saying, doing her shit in Inglewood.
Yeah, man.
They said that shit tight out there, though.
Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate that he died, but I don't think he definitely didn't die in vain.
Nah, that shit, that's the new format. You know what I mean?
What's that?
That, you know, being entrepreneurial, putting your money in the right place, getting real estate, you know what I'm saying? Because it was cool when he was doing it, but you know how it is after you die and then they start over and over telling you all the shit. Like, damn. Yeah, I know this cat sitting there that's feel crazy with a whole bunch of money that's been doing this shit for years. Like, damn, I ain't did half that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Niggas on my block don't even know me.
Right. So it's kind of like the dude who partnered with him in L.A., the dude David Gross,
right,
which I ain't going to lie, I thought was a white guy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It turns out he's a black guy.
Because he had all of that shit going on?
No, because his name was David Gross.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, he can't be a black man with
Gross. Thought he was a Jewish dude. You know what I mean? I thought it was like David Grossman shorting it up, you know?
So did the loan financer.
Exactly.
Like, there you go.
Nah, but it was
approved.
It's a brother. You know, he seemed to be real smart. He went to all of the damn schools, you know what I'm saying? For all of the damn degrees.
Right.
And they executing on that shit. But 2 days ago, he was in Atlanta with T.I. now. So he probably, you know what I'm saying, spreading it out already.
Right.
So that shit ain't going to die. You know what I'm saying? Everybody see that the formula is working, mm-hmm. and it leaves that kind of mark on your eulogy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want that kind of. Everybody want to be honored like that if they right. if they happen to go.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody want that type of honor.
Yeah. Nah.
So it's gonna be more and more cats trying to get it and doing shit. T.I. been doing it to be right. fair. You know what I'm saying?
He been
buying properties in yeah. Bankhead and all that mm-hmm. shit for since he came in the game. So. Mm-hmm. I can't say that he would be, you know what I'm saying, somebody that's changing to do that, but I'm
that's
sure
like
it'd
a
be
new
a lot
column
more.
Now. Right. I don't want to say it hasn't been there, but now it's definitely a well-defined column mm-hmm. in the real nigga assessment.
Exactly, you know the real I mean? Nigga assessment.
So it's like,
you know. That's definitely what it is.
Yeah, it's like, okay, empower the community.
You know what I mean?
Check.
Exactly. That's so, all. Yeah, Tip been doing that shit since he started, dog. Mm. It was an article in Vibe in one of his early interviews where he's standing in front of the houses that he was building and shit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. It's one of them cats that kind of made you be like, damn, maybe I should get some property. I'm trying to think, you know, I ain't had no money. But it inspired the thought.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I got to give him his props. You know, still thinking about it.
So I think that's becoming more of a formula. Yeah. I think the younger cats is looking at that like, oh, okay. Especially mm-hmm. the cats in that hood that seen it, that mm-hmm. see it, that's yeah. like, oh, shit. I was in the fifth grade. He gave, you know what I'm saying? He made right. the playground better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then right. he came out to our school.
Right.
That shit go a long way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Yeah, man. Salute to that, man. How you doing, man? What's good?
I'm doing
optimism ambassador. let's get back.
No doubt. I'm right. It's been a lot of death going around my brain.
It's a lot. Yeah, man.
But I'm good, man. I'm back to work. You know okay. what I'm saying? It's kind of like felt like I was dragging for the last month as far as work. You know, I was handling what needed to be handled, but dragging as far as getting creative and doing shit. You know what I'm saying? But I kind of pushed through that shit Friday. Mm-hmm. And once I pushed through and completed a project, and you know what I'm saying, then the client like, hey, I love that shit. Then I was, you know
I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay. Let me keep this moving. You yeah, know what I mean? Send that final invoice. You're like, okay, all right, bad. This yeah. the game.
There you go.
It's like riding the bike, you know what I'm saying? So I've been good, man. Just getting back to the flow.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
How'd you get, I mean, obviously the client loving what you did got you remotivated, but did you have to do anything to jumpstart your inspiration?
Yeah, you definitely had to, I mean, you had to jumpstart. I mean, it's been maybe, I would say 2 solid weeks of trying to get it back popping. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just watching different shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, going through the Netflix, trying to get inspired, seeing what other motherfuckers doing. Right now I'm a plan, I guess. But it was really, really just, all right. And Quincy Jones used to say this shit. He was like, you know what I'm saying? You got to use, it's a wild ass statement. Like, you got to use your ass power, which means you got to be able to sit mm-hmm. in one spot and finish that shit.
Sit your ass down
and finish that shit. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's really what it is. It's like, to be able to, fuck it, just sit there and say, fuck it. Fuck all what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Fuck that phone. Fuck that email.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that Instagram.
Fuck that, well, you know, in doses. You know, say you do check in on that. Oh, okay. Put that fuck all that shit.
Right.
And finish.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, my philosophy is on a project, right? If I'm late on a project, mm-hmm. client already like, damn, nigga, what's up? Where's that?
Right.
I can't turn in a regular project. That shit gotta be extraordinary. If right. it's gonna be late, that shit gotta right. be great.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm trying new shit, you know what I'm saying? Pushing the boundaries of how I edit the shit. And I was liking what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I like what I came out with. You know, the client I'm working with was really basically doing a reel for them, and I had shot all this shit, so it's kind of like doing a reel for myself.
Okay.
So
that's good.
After, you know what I'm saying, putting in the work and making it come out how I wanted to come out, it was like, damn, okay. I'm a little bit fresher than I thought I was. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you be sleeping on yourself. I'm like,
so good.
I'm like, man, I might be popping out here.
That's what's up.
So that creation, you know what I'm saying? That creation energy is what brought me back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Creating something, you know what I'm saying?
Seeing it all the way through.
Yeah, it's like the energy of making something is the shit that pushes you along.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the shit that makes you go when you're tired. You know what I'm saying? The shit that keeps it moving when everything ain't going right. But you could get in here and make something real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Make something fresh. You know what I'm saying? Make something that other people gonna be like, oh shit, that was dope.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That shit right there reminded me of, okay, this what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so being able to get back in and complete some shit, do it, was like, yeah, I ain't went nowhere. It's right where I left it at.
Mm, jump shot still clicking.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, here we go.
That's hard.
You know what I'm saying? So it's been good, man. Shit, I'm back on it. Finished that. About jumped on the next shit. Finished that, you know? So
you cooking.
Yeah, we cooking. It's right in time because now we got to go shoot that shit in Atlanta for the Beltline next week.
Okay. What's that? What do you mean?
The promo. We talked about it on the cast.
Oh, you doing a promo doing for the Beltline?
Yeah, for the Atlanta Beltline.
Okay.
We doing an ad for that, you know what I mean? So we got to, you know, bring in the community.
Uh-huh.
It's a development project. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's some shit that can reinvigorate neighborhoods.
Right.
And
well, let me ask you a question. How do you tell that story? Because that's like, the Beltline is similar. It's way more expansive than something like the High Line, right?
It's the High Line. If the High Line had the ability to actually take people places.
Right.
Like the High Line, you could walk back and forth, but you can't really go nowhere.
Except can't go to Brooklyn.
You go to Standard Hotel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't go to the next neighborhood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the Beltline, you could go to the next neighborhood. You could go grocery shopping on that. There's a grocery store right on that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You could go get your groceries and walk to the crib. Without being on a sidewalk, without being in traffic, you just down there with other motherfuckers just chilling.
Right.
So it's a transportation hub,
okay.
Which was interesting to think about transportation when it's not involving a car, a train, a bus, or a plane. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So it's transportation in the way you could use your feet, your bike, a scooter.
It's the old school.
It's old school, but there's no interference.
Right, there's no traffic.
There's no traffic, no cars, you know what I'm saying? You can go, it's easy, if you're on a bike and you unobstructed for 10 miles, that's easy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You there in about 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying? And so that changes the game when that shit could take you all the way around 30 miles, you know?
Yeah, so how do you, when you say that, so obviously the benefit is that you could go anywhere basically. So visually, I mean, just a little, I guess, I don't want you to
run the whole shit,
but yeah. Like, where does your mind go when you like, how can I capture this?
Your
how
mind
can I tell
goes
a story?
To people connections, you know what I'm saying? Connections, you know what I'm saying? Going places, you know? what happens is when in a neighborhood, when you get grown, you go in your house, you fucking eat dinner, you work all day, you come home, you in your house, you know what I'm saying? And unless you got a park across the street, you ain't really fucking, you ain't coming out and just hanging out. You ain't no kid no more. You ain't going out to throw the football and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With something like this, if you live in proximity of it, it's a place where it's a whole bunch of grown people just like you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a grown people park.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's people walking their dogs. It's people jogging. It's people just walking along, chilling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's people, you know what I'm saying? They got different spots off where you could do the skate park or play fucking chess, any all that shit. So if you grown and you in your neighborhood after work, you done chilled out a little bit, you need to decompress, you know what I'm saying? Might need to blow off some steam and shit. Just go down there and you're going to see people, you're going to meet people, you're going to, you know, you can exercise, you can do whatever, you know what I mean? And that's as, like, in my neighborhood in Bed-Stuy, that used to be like going to the coffee shop, going to Bed-Stuy.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Bed-Stuy, you see people, they just doing shit creatively and shit, you just jump in the mix. It's somewhere, something to do, somewhere to go outside of, you know what I'm saying, going to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It could be healthy because you could actually burn some calories and do some shit. And or if you want to go somewhere without jumping in the car and having to go through different lights, get on the expressway right quick to jump off, you get on that bitch and just go there. Sometimes that shit is quicker to go from here to there on that shit than in a car. Just like if you in New York, right, mm-hmm. and you live in Bed-Stuy, you trying to go to Williamsburg. Mm-hmm. That's a 3-train situation. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Or at least 2.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The A to the L, then all the way over to the, you know what I mean? Don't go nowhere like where you got to go Long Island City.
Yeah.
Where you got to go to,
you know, Manhattan.
Exactly.
Go back to Queens.
So it's easier to get to those places on a bike than it is on a train.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but what if you had a bike lane that no cars allowed on that took you straight there?
Yeah.
That shit'd be like, oh, you could get there easy. It wouldn't be no question if you can go there or not.
Yeah.
But other than that, you ain't going. I ain't going over there unless, you know what I mean, unless I really got to go over there.
Right. So it opens up the fucking city to you now. Exactly. Now things are like, you know what? I might just fuck with it now.
Right.
Because it opens it up to consideration. Because
with urban renewal, when they ran the expressways through these different neighborhoods, right?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of sectioned off the city.
Right.
And if your neighborhood was on the other side of the expressway, if you didn't live on the street that cut through,
mm-hmm.
you probably ain't fuck with that neighborhood.
Right.
This is this train line that went around the city was built to go through all these neighborhoods.
To be more inclusive.
Right, because the trains had to deliver in all these places.
Right.
So it ran under the expressways
right.
and under the roadways and down below. So it's kind of like, now, if they put a sidewalk there, all of these neighborhoods are now reconnected, which is interesting and which is, for me, thought-provoking and a good way to kind of inspire different connections and visually. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to do, just kind of put people together that wouldn't be together.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's the whole point.
That's what's up. That's cool. Shout out to my man DJ Sense. I see him working out on the Beltline.
Does he?
Yeah.
He need to be in my spot.
I'll tell him.
He
fuck around and jump in there.
I'm on his Sense,
man. Holla at him.
He work out on the Beltline?
He used to. I don't know. I ain't seen him on the gram, but he used to, you know, he was that motherfucker put the shit on the gram workout.
Yeah.
Shout out to my man's.
It's like, it's Runyon Canyon for Atlanta. But not, it ain't there yet.
It ain't all the way
but
there.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be Runyon Canyon.
I guess
for
he see the vision.
Yeah, he see the vision.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's dope. I hear you. I'm on that shit. I'm trying to reinvigorate my creativity, too.
I see. You done invested.
Well, I invested, but you know, not even that, but just that and then couple different things. So, one. All right, so right now I'm out here doing a lot of new material, right? Because mm-hmm. you gotta do new material or you'll be doing the same material for years. You know what I mean? And the thing about doing new material is that shit be new. It's unproven. You gotta do that shit in front of people. You can't just do new material in the mirror.
Right.
So there's that moment where you on stage and you don't look like you a comedian. You don't look like a good comedian. You look like, is this, what the fuck is, because you know, jokes supposed to have punchlines.
Right.
But oftentimes, sometimes them shit start off as thoughts. You know, the premise might be funny, then a motherfucker like, okay, I'm gonna talk about this. And you go up there, you talk about it, and the premise is funny, and then now you kinda gotta feel your way to a punchline.
Right.
And sometimes you don't get there.
Right.
And there's motherfuckers there to see you not get
that
there.
That done bought motherfucking drinks, two drink
bought
minimums.
Drinks, bought a ticket. Got shout out to my man Cam.
Got you them know, damn cheese fries.
Yeah. Shout out to my man Cam. You know Cam, DC Cam. He came through to one of the shows.
Oh, right.
I was at Eastville. He pitched a segment for IGC correspondence situation
IGC?
In the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. That's also what we call it.
IGC?
ITC.
Oh, ITC.
Yeah,
I thought
ITC.
You said IGC.
Oh, my bad. Right. ITC. I guess my elocution.
He pitched what?
He pitched I'll tell you off mic, but he pitched a nice little basically, he's looking. He might be the political correspondent through this 2020 election.
Let's do it.
And that motherfucker's embedded.
Let's do it.
So,
I see. I follow him on the ground.
Yeah,
I ain't met him yet, but I follow him on the ground.
Okay. Well, shout out to Ken. We might have to bring that man in on some, our political you know, a political, whatever you call that
I
shit.
Still need to
coverage.
I still need to make my tour of the fucking.
Oh, yeah, you got to go to the Black Smithsonian stuff.
I got to go to the Black Black.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I'm in the middle of doing that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that is what it is. I was at Eastville this whole weekend. I was at Union Hall last night. It's a good time, but, you know, we working through this shit. But at the same time, I've been heavy in my cooking shit. On my cooking bag, you know.
That's been your shit for a minute.
That's been my shit because it's something to obsess about that don't really, the stakes are low. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if I fuck up these beans, they just some fucked up beans. Right. You know what I mean? It's $3. But it's something to like, to fucking busy my mind with.
Right.
While I'm in the midst of creating, so I don't just totally obsess about the process.
So where you at with the cooking now?
I mean, shit, I just cooked up some black eyed peas today.
Some
black
eyed peas. Some real grandma
some
black
real
eyed peas?
Real grandma. I think my grandmother would approve.
What'd you season them with?
I seasoned them with a lot of shit. Oh, well, first of all, I put some smoked turkey necks
in.
Oh,
you
that
went with the turkey necks.
I went
okay,
with some smoked turkey. I ain't go ham hock. I went ham hock last time.
Oh,
and
really?
I actually fuck with
you
the ham hock. I'm surprised
you went all the way slave with it.
I went super slave, cut my foot off, Kunta beans. I don't know if that's a problem, but you know, we black. Anyway, I went with the ham hock at first, which was super aggressive. You know what I mean? I'm surprised you... As
even
a Muslim was like, you went with the ham hock?
Nah, because I'm a Muslim in America.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit, we was
MIA.
We was the only ones in our family that was Muslim.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So my grandma, we had a whole episode going against your grandma about that shit. My grandma was a pork cooker.
Okay. Right.
And so, you know, this was the 70s, so, you know, nobody fucking care about no, you don't eat no pork. That
maybe
shit was
Dick Gregory.
Yeah, Dick, maybe. Like, maybe. You know what I'm saying? That shit was some avant-garde-ass
shit. Counterculture.
Like, what the fuck? And so you motherfucking 6-7 years old, got to tell your grandma we don't eat pork. And you standing up for your little sister who 3.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at you.
Like, well, this is what we eat for dinner. They were like, we don't eat pork. Well, you ain't gonna eat then. And then it's like, guess we ain't gonna eat. She couldn't hold out no longer. She was like, I don't know why your mama did this to you. She ate pork all her life. Ain't never killed nobody. You know what I'm saying? So everywhere you went, everybody ate pork.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Pork ribs. You know what I'm saying? Nobody know nothing about no beef ribs.
Right.
That was like only us, the Muslim community, was fucking with the beef ribs and shit.
That shit flipped.
Yeah, over time, you started to see, get people started to become more aware, and it started with the turkey bacon.
Yeah,
turkey bacon was the first mainstream. Okay, we ain't gonna fuck with the pork. You know, pork bacon is obviously some hard shit to kick.
Right.
So
it's tough.
When motherfuckers start.
You've had pork bacon before?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
But I smelled it. My grandma used to cook the old thick ass country bacon. Like
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I ain't never, she ain't never give us none. I ain't never take none. So
okay.
We always had beef bacon.
Right.
It smells the same, but it ain't the same.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Obviously. So, you know, once people started getting into turkey bacon, then turkey sausage started coming to play. You know what I'm saying? So it started becoming more mainstream. When the restaurant started having it, then it was like, okay. You feel like a normal citizen.
Then the rappers got behind it too. No pork on my fork, strictly fish on my dish.
Dougie Fresh was probably the first.
What'd he say?
He was like, don't eat meat, just fish filet, and I keep Mo Brown's on layaway. You know what I'm saying? So he was the first one to have dietary restraints in the record.
Then they started calling that shit swine.
Then Karis One came out and then killed the whole shit.
Niggas was like, you eat swine?
Oh, I mean,
that shit make it feel like you don't give a fuck about your life.
You know, the Muslims always called it the swine.
Swine.
You on that swine.
Dirty ass pig.
You
that's what
that
you fuck
swine.
With?
Swine. That's what you're eating,
but
brother.
The flavor's
brother.
Amazing. Yeah,
they call
brother.
You brother.
Yeah, come on, brother. You could do better.
You know what I'm saying? Let me give you this book. You know what I'm saying? Eat to Live. You know what I'm saying?
You ever read that?
We had it in our house.
Did you read it, though? I mean, it's a lot of shit in my house I read.
As a kid, you thumb through it, you look through it. I haven't revisited it as an adult. But as a kid, that shit was in my house.
Right.
And That explained all the shit that we, why we had all these restraints. We had no Kool-Aid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You wanted something like a refreshing drink, you had to make some tea. Or, you know, squeeze a motherfucking lemon. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, okay. Like rolling the lemon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that it kind of helped explain what was happening. You know what I mean? So I haven't read. I need to check that out as an adult.
Yeah.
But it was just always in my crib.
Right. So I cooked some black eyed peas today with some turkey necks. That shit was pretty good. It was decent. I done a better batch. The last batch was with the ham hock. It was a lot better.
Oh, okay.
But my lady loved this shit.
Your lady loved it? Oh, I damn shit.
She's like, these are the best black eyed peas I've had, which is that's all you want. Compliments to the chef. But it's like, you know, it's one of them things. It's just something to obsess about. You know what I'm saying? Like something else to kind of fix your anxiety on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, all right, fuck it. Let me work on these beans. Then I'm going to jump over here into these premises. And then, you know what I'm saying? Make everything trial and error.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the stakes ain't really that high. You know, I mean, you know, they
could be.
You want them to.
Throw a dinner party.
Yeah, well, I mean, and we're going to get there.
Steaks will get high.
When I get my curry chicken shit all the way Jamaican, I'm going to unveil it to the people right now.
I bet you throw a dinner party, you'll get them shits right.
Oh, of course. You know, you got that little bit of stress. You know, that is what it is. So that's what I'm out here doing, man. Dinner with D-Lemon. But that's the thing. I get so into cooking the black-eyed peas that becomes the entree. Because that shit's 2 hours. You know what I mean? That's a lot of prep to that shit.
You got to get on your grandma, man. You're going to be fucking in that space. My man, my roommate in college was from Atlanta.
Mm.
So the first time I went to Atlanta as a free person was with him. In
what you mean as a free person?
You know, I went to Atlanta as a kid, but you ain't free. You with your mama. You know what I mean?
You're not a slave, though. You're just a kid.
You a slave to your parents. You just doing what the fuck they doing.
As like, a free person?
You know what I'm saying? As you in college, you free. Like, right, you doing whatever. Fair enough. Like, we out here.
Uh-huh.
But his grandma, she would be cooking a whole meal, like a whole fucking black eyed peas, blah, 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 blah. And before she do any of that shit, she fry a batch of wings.
Just to keep, just the whole job.
Just the whole kitchen off. She'll nibble on them shits while she's doing all that other shit. You could come through, grab a wing or two.
Right.
And them shits, every time she cook a big meal like that, she'll have a little batch of fried chicken for you to fuck with. Then she'll be making some black eyed peas and some fucking greens and some fucking all the rest of that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you over here.
I'm doing one. I'm going hard on one.
Yeah. You need to get some tutelage out here.
Yeah. My grandmother's good for that, for the whip up. You know what I mean? You give her 30 minutes. You coming through? All right. I went in the freezer. I pulled out some turkey wings. I pulled out some greens. I mixed that shit up. And the shit be slamming.
No doubt.
It's quick, impromptu.
We had a friend, Joel, who's a chef.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to their crib, man, I ain't never seen no shit. You know, he a professional chef, so he know what to do.
Right.
But this motherfucker will cook a whole fucking lamb, like a full, like motherfucker have got a full lamb.
All the way.
Not a rack of ribs, but a whole fucking animal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He'll go outside, throw that shit in the box for it to start cooking, be in the house. It don't even seem like he be having a conversation, drinking a beer. It don't even seem like he busting no sweat. He chilling.
Right.
He like, daddy, he don't even look that's like he working hard.
That's his pace.
This motherfucker make the whole fucking meal right in front of your face. That should be about 40 minutes.
Like, he cook a whole lamb in 40 minutes?
Nigga, it don't take 40 minutes to cook the whole shit. Because, you know, they don't like to cook the shit all the way well. Get it to temperature.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Get it to temperature.
So you got to find, you know what I'm saying, a scary person, you got to find the slim pieces,
right?
Where, you know what I'm saying? Right. Where the meat get thin,
you know what I'm saying?
So your shit be done. But you know, where the thick pieces, you know, they like it kind of raw,
right?
So, but he'll make that whole, it might be more than 40 minutes, but it don't be
entire lamb.
It don't be no long ass time.
What's he cooking it in?
It's a box, like they got a
smoker type thing?
No, it's not a smoker, it's like a grill. but it's fully covered in a, it's like a box, like mm-hmm. a square box. Mm. It's made for cooking whole animals and shit like that.
Outside
okay, in the backyard. Okay. So he doing that shit in the backyard.
Okay.
He cooking the regular shit in the kitchen.
Right.
All he doing is checking on the shit.
Right.
He probably already seasoned it. He put that shit on. Because he'll wait for the right time in the party to put the meat on. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? He be doing all of the shit. That's what motherfucker taught me about kale and how to really fuck with kale.
What'd he teach you?
I seen he had all his kale in the sink, like a big ass pail in the sink.
Right.
And he just was massaging that shit. So I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm cooking it. You know what I'm saying? He was like, vinegar starts the cooking process.
Oh.
And then you massage that shit into the leaves and shit.
Break them down a little
bit. Break it down, it's cooking. You know what I'm saying? So he just massaging that shit. So it's breaking it down, and then all that flavor is getting inside of the leaves as opposed to just sitting on top. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he don't never put it on no heat. He just put that vinegar on and then massage that shit. And then, so he did that shit. He went outside, threw the motherfucking lamb in the box.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then he come back and do all the little side shits and mm-hmm. start putting them shits in the serving tray. He just doing that shit like, that shit would have took me all fucking,
right.
all week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I be obsessing over each little thing. He just doing that shit, man.
In concert.
You know what I'm saying? A chorus of flavor.
That's fly.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to hear more about that vinegar on the kale. Because kale, all I really use that shit for is juicing.
Right.
Kale is a little aggressive.
Kale is tough and aggressive. But then he was also using, it's two kinds of kales.
We got the lollipop kale.
You got the little flowery looking ones. And then uh-huh. you got the Japanese kale, dinosaur kale, as they call it.
Was it like purple looking?
I guess it's like bigger leaves. It ain't got all them little crinkles in it.
Okay.
So at that time, he was doing the dinosaur kale, but that shit applies to both.
Mm. All right. That's interesting.
Yeah. I should introduce y'all. So
That's the next thing. I think I'm going to I'm going to meet a little sensei.
No doubt. He's a good sensei.
All right, well, shit, I'll fuck with him.
Joe Huff.
Joe Huff.
He used to own his restaurant downtown called Goat Town in Lower East Side.
All right.
Yeah, I think it might still be there, but he's not down with it no more.
Was it all about goat?
No. I think that's just the name of it. I don't even think they had goat on the menu.
Niggas are super disappointed. Like, I thought this was Goat Town, motherfucker. Where
you
we
know
at?
You know how irony is in the space.
Yeah. don't hit me with too much irony when it comes to my food. I need to know what's what. Nigga, give me a straightforward menu. Hit me with the, that was just, we was just fucking.
We just had oysters, all kind of shit. I don't know.
Macaroni and cheese here.
I don't know if they had no damn goat, though.
Oh, shit, man.
Did you see that nigga Ghost kiss Beyonce?
Oh, man. That nigga was line stepping, dog. Ghost was going for it, fam. Like, that shit put so much shit to, because it was like, it was a lot of mythology conversion, right? Like, Ghost mythology ain't really, you know, he's a character.
Right.
But you got Hove over here. You got Queen Bee over here. Now, you done listened to Hove since 96.
Right.
You done know Beyonce been a queen since maybe, what, 05, 08 maybe she got, you know, her queen
she was
shit
queen
off?
Before 08.
05. When she
when the motherfucking Dangerously in Love came out.
What was that, 04?
That might have been 03, 02
okay,
or some
so
shit.
So they, you know, we done heard Hove talk all his shit on these records. And he like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, you, because it magnified it by the characters.
Right.
Like, it was really just the over-eager motherfucker. He might have, I, you know, somebody was saying, you know, he might have been a little saucy. They was at an awards dinner. So right. he might have been, not a dinner, but an awards show.
Yeah.
So they might have had a little champ. You know what I mean? He might have been feeling it. His embrace.
Because
it was a little long, but the double kiss.
The kiss, then to come back for the kiss.
He said, I got to do this again.
Somebody said, that was Omari kissed her the first time. Then Ghost was like, hey, I need some of this too.
I got to see about this. That's hilarious.
It was fucked up, man, because one, you know, it was a double. Like, nigga, goddamn, get your little motherfucking shit and move the fuck out. All
right, my guy. Yeah, take it easy. Yeah.
But the worst part about the whole shit, which puts all of this era into perspective.
Seeing how uncomfortable she looked?
How uncomfortable she looked after that shit. You know what I'm saying? How she, like, closed in and shit. That shit, that's some shit you don't never want to see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you see that type of shit, you know you fucked up.
And especially, you know, it just shows how, I guess... I can't think of the word right now because we got cameras. But like just how it could permeate through everybody. Like Beyonce is so
right
up here, and I know so many women, people, just in general, but definitely women that draw strength from her, right?
Right.
And to see her in a moment feeling uncomfortable.
Right.
It was like, oh shit. Like it definitely was.
Because it was like, it was almost like, what was the purpose? What was the reason for the second kiss?
Thirst. Brother? Thirsty.
Her husband standing right, you just dapped her husband up, really? You're supposed to really give her a handshake, nigga, and keep it moving.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Peace, B.
Yeah, right now. Do one of them, you know, the praying hands and shit. You know what I'm saying? And keep the shit moving, nigga.
Yeah, it was tough. It's an awkward thing. I mean... It looked like Hov didn't really see all of that.
No, he didn't see it, but I bet he see it now.
Oh, he definitely see it now. That's why I'm waiting to hear about it in a bar or something. Like, you know what I mean? Something happened.
He see it now.
Think he had some words with him later?
Nah, because he probably ain't see the shit to the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Think it was a phone call?
I don't know.
I don't think
it was a phone call, but next time you see that nigga.
it's gonna be icy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, brother, man. But... That's how you get caught up in a situation. Cause you thirsty or whatever, right. You saucy or whatever, right. You just doing what the fuck you wanna do.
Right.
You ain't taking in consideration to how the fuck she feel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I think maybe even, you know, I can't apologize, but like, I think again, the players are so important, right? This is Jay-Z, Beyonce, right? And they like so uplifted by the culture. Mm-hmm. Like, I do think that man might have lost his mind a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, he might have had a little alcohol, but then I think it was like, oh, shit. Like, I'm you know what I mean? Like, he right. embraced, like, he was trying to pull some powers. Right. You know what I'm saying? It was like, nigga, I need to soak up and some of this greatness.
I understand that. You know, them, you know, those greetings could be uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm definitely uncomfortable, but in the opposite direction. Like, when motherfuckers go in to kiss you and shit, yeah, on the cheek and shit, you be like, just give me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you supposed to give the, like, the little smooch, but then I just give them, yeah, right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's tough now.
Because, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what, like, it's like you dapping up somebody that don't know all of, you know what I'm saying, which one to do.
Right.
Are you going to give them the fist bump? You going to give them the, you know what I'm saying, shake with the whoop whoop? Or are you going to give them the black man hug?
Right.
But he seemed like he just went in the overzealous way.
He was wilding.
You know what I'm saying?
He was wild. It was a moment in the video where it looked like Notori Norton looked to the camera like, that nigga was wilding. Like, it was like, yeah, he was wilding. It was a wild moment, man, but you know.
That shit crazy.
Oh, man, I think it'll be sorted out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be sorted out, but that's definitely the look that you don't want to see.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And no woman, girl, you know what I'm saying?
It'll make you feel bad.
When they say protect the women at all costs, you know what I'm saying? That's what you protecting them from, that fucking uncomfortable ass shit. Yeah. It ain't even like an attack. It's just... You just stepped over the line. Just you wasn't thinking about nobody but yourself.
Right, right. Yeah, it was fucked up. Who'd you do?
What you mean?
That was you. That was
if somebody. I was Ghost.
If you nigga. If you was Ghost, that's one. No, if you was Hov, that was yellow. You was out there. You were yellow.
Hov obviously wasn't looking.
No, I mean, but after the fact, like, how would you? What would you do for resolution?
I mean, it might not be. I don't know. I don't know.
And it's got to feel crazy, too, even like for Beyonce, because there's so much playback and scrutiny.
Right. Then it's going to be played over and over. It's a meme now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a meme. It's out there. It's just got to, everybody got to see you in your uncomfortable ass moment
Somebody got to bring that up in an interview.
Over and over and over and over. And they're going to bring it up in an interview. You trying to get past the shit.
Right.
They're going to bring it up in an interview.
Well, they ain't going to interview Beyonce. I'm talking about with Ghost. They definitely going to ask Ghost about it. Beyonce rarely gets
it. Yeah, he going to give some, you know, polished over response. But in the moment, it don't take away from what happened. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, as Jay, I'm not sure their relationship, it don't seem like they got none. Because
mm-hmm.
when he dapped him up, he gave him a real politician dap, like
peace,
a real
peace. I see you.
You know what I'm saying? With the brush, he gave me he gave Omari the same dap Casanova two times gave me. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you know, you ain't in their circle. Like it don't seem like he in their circle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So niggas don't know you like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit was wild. That shit was wild, man. It's the Beyonce effect, though. Niggas done tried to bite her before. Like, I don't know. People be bugging. People be bugging around her.
I mean, you know. It is what it is.
Any fucking way, man. What you think? I got a question before we get out of this. Might be too exploratory. Where you stand? Obviously, we both went to college, but where do you stand? You're a father.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Dr. Phil today, and it was, I was out here watching
this
Dr.
This is getting
Phil.
Weird.
No, I was watching Dr. Phil, and it was a family on there. It was a father and his daughter. He had two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
One daughter was, like, an excellent student. You know what I mean? Like, she had the opportunity. Maybe we go to, like, Harvard Law.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, she was killing shit. Mm-hmm. But she was like, you know, I want to be a dancer.
Okay.
That's just what was my calling. I feel like I'm good. I wanna get into that shit. I'm not really trying to pursue this. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, she was a little further along, but she had a younger sister who was kind of picking up too. Like, yo, I feel you on chasing your passion. I don't think I want to do college.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing a lot of wave, you know, with social media and a lot of entrepreneurial platforms available to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
That there seems to be at least a trend of kids saying, you know what, I don't think I'm trying to fuck with college. You know what I mean? It's going to train me to get a job. I kind of mm-hmm. know what I want to do already,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like I'm ready to do it. You know what I mean? I got the skills. I'd rather go out there and get some real world experience.
Mm-hmm.
Where you stand with that?
Right. You know, I'm 21st century hustle.
So, but I understand that, but you also father.
I am a father, and I've been the dreamer. I've been the motherfucker who, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fuck a job, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got a line in one of my songs that didn't gain me no favor at the crib.
What was
that
the line?
And motherfuckers always talking about getting a job. Shit, I got a damn job working on this new style. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, I don't give a fuck about that shit, really.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, my philosophy on all this shit is that if you can do something and you can do it well, mm-hmm. somebody will pay you to do it. Now, the education process is how to get motherfuckers to pay you and how to organize yourself to get paid and grow. You know what I'm saying? Because a job will give you a systematic way to grow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's built in. Okay, this is you can go get the next job. But if you're going to do it on your own, you have to figure that system out and how you're going to get paid and how you're going to stay paid, how you're going to get to your goals. So I do. I have a son in college. I advocated college. You know what I'm saying? This particular son might not have wanted to go to college, but he might have just did it because I don't know. But I advocated college because of the resources and connections you're going to make.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because all of those people you go to school with are going to go to all of these different companies
mm-hmm.
where you can potentially get checks from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you know them. You have direct connections.
Y'all hung out.
In a way that will never happen again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You will never have a coming of age again after, you know what I'm saying, that mm-hmm. era.
Right.
So I know for sure my older son is more entrepreneurial. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? He's already done his own t-shirts and already been selling shit on his own.
Mm-hmm.
So, and school ain't his best shit. His best talents aren't school talents. They're not quantifiable yet because he's in school. My second son, he knocked school out the fuck apart.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? He might want to be a comedian.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right
now, he like, you know what I'm saying? I want to write for SNL type shit. That's what he on right now.
That's wild.
And he fucking, you know what I'm saying, busting school out at the fucking higher, the most competitive school in New York City. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
So how's he feel about college? Because he already has a goal.
He going to go his ass to college.
Because, I mean. But
just because I'm going to send him.
Okay. Well, it's two things. One, because you're going to send him. But then two, you say school is a layup for him. He loves school. He's good at
it. Yeah, he's already bona fide and qualified in school.
Now, but if he just said, yo, you already know how I get down school. You know I'm nice academically. You've seen
you've seen my
work. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I feel as though I want to take this path.
Mm-hmm.
What you thinking?
I'm thinking you could take that path no matter where you at. You could take that path at school. You could take that path.
So you still school though.
That's what I'm gonna sell.
Okay.
Because I know for a fact, whatever school he goes to, he's going to gain an audience of motherfuckers. Because I treated school as I started my first businesses at school.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So school became an audience, a built-in fucking audience.
Right.
And then when I left school for 2 years, mm-hmm. I realized how much I left behind when I was just in the fucking streets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like, all right, boom. In school, you got... My school was 15,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
You got 15,000 potential customers that ain't got shit to do but go to class and wonder what's the next shit.
Right.
And if you giving them the next shit, they your customer. You know what I'm saying? So from there, you could build from there. But if a motherfucker straight up say, you know what, fuck that, I don't want to do it, I ain't going to not ride with them. I'm going to ride with them because I'm a rider. They mother, you know what I'm saying, might not be with it. But I'm going to ride with you and try to help you get to the place where you just doing that shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same as when I left school, I found it more difficult to get people to invest in, hey, I need money for school, than it was to invest in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I need somebody to hit this street lick.
Right.
And I double you up. I got way more fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, all right, sign me up.
Sure, the turnaround.
Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? But because they didn't understand the value of what I was trying to do in real life. I understand the value of what anybody's trying to do with their dreams. I do it with people in real life, grown people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So... Of course I'm going to do that shit with my kids. I'm going to ride with my kids all the way because I know if I invest in them and they're given the opportunity to feel comfortable in investing in themselves, they're going to do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of times we get out here and nobody's investing in our vision. It's just us, and you got to go all the way against the grain and make it happen and go out in the world and just make it happen. Those 4 or 5 years you spent just fighting, you know what I'm saying, where you from, you could have been doing it. You could have been investing in yourself and really getting it going. So I'm a jump behind my kids no matter which way they want to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm going to advise against certain shit where I think I don't agree or I don't, you know what I'm saying, think that's a fit. You know what I'm saying? If my son wanted to be a pimp, I ain't going to jump behind that shit.
You can't go to school for a pimp either.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, if he's like, fuck school, I'm pimping out this bitch, I can't support that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to advise against that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You on your own with that shit. You know what I mean? But other than that, if it's some shit that I feel like enterprising shit, that's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 21st century hustle, man. I'm behind the men, the women, anybody out here with vision. I support that shit. Everybody know that.
I hear that. That father was a vocal hater. He was like, yo.
Which father?
The father of the daughters. He was like, yo, listen, that shit is foolish. I'm not with it. And then ultimately they had like a choreographer, I think, that worked with Lady Gaga come out and like give her some choreography to do in front of the people. And she was all right. And he was like, you know, she all right, but her attitude, she thinks she better than she is. Right. I wouldn't fuck with her.
And
you can see the father in the audience like, I told her,
but
she won shit.
You know what, man?
Fucked up.
I've been like, you know, when I started shooting, you know what I'm saying? I had been sales rep, you know what I'm saying? Assistant ad director at Vibe, all this shit. But then I picked up a camera.
Right.
And I just started shooting shit.
Right.
And on some days it felt like, okay, damn, I'm the cameraman. People treat you like, oh, you, like, you know, the hood treats you like, oh, you the cameraman now. Right. That's what you're doing. It wasn't no valor in being the cameraman.
Right.
But being behind the camera took me in places where I wouldn't have been. I was able to shoot shit that and go in people's houses and behind the scenes that I wouldn't have been as a, you know what I'm saying, anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I started seeing different family setups, you know what I'm saying? And one of my clients, his family setup is dope. You know what I'm saying? He a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? His daughter worked doing the marketing for the company that they got with the little doctor's offices and shit. His other daughter is a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? She might not have made it professionally as a dancer,
right?
But she got a dance school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure he invested in that shit. She's thriving in that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? It might not make it to the top as what they want to be, but they ain't going to never fall because I ain't going to let them fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see in his situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? If my son go to college and I know who my son is, if he don't make it out in the world, he always got a spot in my company.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm looking at them and they got their kids running in the company and shit, everybody vacation together and they doing it all together because they work together, that shit dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if it that work.
Shit, that shit dope. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, if it work, that's on you to make it work.
Right.
If I make it work, it will work. You know what I'm saying? If I can't make it work, then I fail. You know what I'm saying? To me.
Mm.
Not that I'm going to make a way for them. They're going to do what they're going to do. But if they not going to, they only going to fall as far as we let them fall. As far as they people let them fall. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like with me, I ain't got no rich parents and no shit like that. But I got motherfuckers in my circle that ain't going to let me fall that far.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't like, nigga, what's up? What you need?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna ask for no shit, but this always, I got cousins in my, like, nigga, what you need?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What you need to take to the next level? What you need? So I know in my head that I can't fall but so far. I can only fall as the people that's surrounding me. And that's with my kids, they can only fall as far as I can go.
Well, okay. Mm-hmm. But at least you invested. See, you invested because you're a different type of parent then. Because the guy on Dr. Phil, he like, yo, it felt like he needed Shorty to fall so that she would be humbled and be like, I told you I had to go to school.
But that's typically how it is.
Yeah.
That's typically how parents do. They like, all right, nigga, if that's what you want to do then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna see.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? When I moved to New York, motherfuckers were like, that's what you, okay, we gonna see. Nigga, you broke in Miami. How you gonna be making in New York?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But you go, you do it, you make it through, you hit that corner and be like, oh shit, nigga, I'm doing this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that shit, the world is bigger than the people around you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times people project their fears,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, on you.
Right.
Those fears that they have about life, they like, hey, you shouldn't do that because, you know what I'm saying, I was scared of that type of shit.
I even think that college sometimes is projected on you out of fear because it's presented as the way to go. You know what I mean? Like, even by people that haven't been to college, they're going to raise their kids to go to college because I didn't get to go to college and they feel like this will change things. Right. And it may, but there's a chance.
It may not.
Might not.
Right. But college systematically, you know what I'm saying? They figure if you get a degree, you could get these kind of jobs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what most people think. I don't really think like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you go to school for be a doctor, lawyer, pharmacist, you know what I'm saying? Yes, you probably will get into your field.
Right.
But other than that, your ass still on your own. But you on your own with a base of understanding a peer group that will go on and do shit
mm-hmm.
that you could tap into later. But I just, for me, college is more a good place to find what the fuck you want to do with people your age, you know what I'm saying? Build with them, that with people that's going to all go different kinds of places that can help you build later. You know what I mean? Other than that, you know, if you already know what the fuck you want to do and you get it popping without it, you don't need that shit.
There you go.
Like, even Puff, who dropped out of Howard. Right. But all them cats he brought with him, all them cats came from Howard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All them lawyers and all that shit, they all was at school with him. Even though he dropped out to do what he's saying, he still built
the network,
that base of people from going.
I mean, that's my biggest thing with college. Like, if I look back on my college career, it's more about the people I met there. It's not even about what I learned. I mean, I did learn some things. Right. Like, if I was to sit down and, like, really, okay, I learned that in college, I learned that. There was some, you know, definitely was some information learned, and it was a good environment to learn. But more importantly, I think, above all, it was the people that you met and that network that you built. Right. And that, to your point, that coming of age time in college, so, like, you know people, like y'all came up together.
Right.
So it's a different bond.
You know.
You know what I mean? And then it's a different bond where you call it, you know what I mean? Right. They're not gonna be super stuffy. You like, you know what I mean?
Damn. Come on. I was
nigga,
there.
It's me.
I was there, dog.
Right.
You know
stop
what I mean?
Playing. What's up? How we doing?
Right. Especially if you go to black college, because it's a environment that is not replicated any other place in the world, really. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That time and space exists only in that time and space.
Right.
Unless you go to homecoming. You know what I'm saying?
And even still.
Even still, it's gotta, not that.
It's reminiscing.
Yeah, it's reminiscing at that point. So when you have those types of experiences, it changes. You know what I'm saying? It opens your mind to, like with my son, he's at Hampton right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I wanted him to get out of the city because I wanted him to see that the world was bigger than New York.
Mm-hmm.
And the New York that he knew. You know what I'm saying? The New York he knew is only four fucking blocks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, a couple of different people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They all doing the same shit. So when you go out in the world and you understand that, oh, people from Chicago do this, and people from L.A. do that, and people from D.C. do this, it changes your perspective on what you can do.
Absolutely. And meeting kids, or just meeting people that came from different backgrounds.
Right.
Like, you know, kids that grew up wealthy and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, you
I didn't know.
Yeah, you never thought that. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
That was Tasha Cole.
Yeah. It was interesting. But anyway, tell the people where you're going to be at this week.
Man, I'm going to be in the A. We're shooting the piece with the Beltline in Atlanta this week, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And shit. I might not be here next week.
Oh, shit.
Because we'll be there.
To me. No, I'm just. Oh, you're doing the Beltline?
Yeah, I'm doing the Beltline. I think. Oh, I might have to go Monday. So,
figure it out.
So we'll figure it out.
All right, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm gonna be here next week. That's where
I'm gonna be.
I ain't gonna be nowhere else. In the meantime, but shit. Until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
To get in the conversation.
Oh, we fucked it up, though.
I was just saying, like, what the fuck?
In the meantime, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.